The Cambodian government has confirmed it is examining a proposal from the Australian government to resettle some of Australia's refugees. Phnom Penh says the Interior Ministry will chair a joint working group with Australian experts to consider this request. Rights activists and opposition politicians have accused Australia of shirking our international responsibilities to refugees, arguing Cambodia has an appalling human rights record and is really in no position to help. Linda Lopresti has more.
It's one of Asia's poorest countries. The Prime Minister Hun Sen is a former cadre of the murderous Khmer Rouge, which ruled Cambodia in the 1970s. He's currently facing the strongest opposition to his 29-year rule, with massive street protests calling for his resignation. And human rights groups say Cambodia has one of the worst human rights records in the whole of Asia. On Saturday, Foreign Minister Julie Bishop reportedly asked Phnom Penh to consider taking some refugees who were seeking asylum in Australia. The minister is yet to confirm that request, but Cambodia's Foreign Minister, Hor Nam Hong, let the cat out of the bag when he revealed the proposal at a press conference in Phnom Penh, confirming that Cambodia was considering the request very carefully. When asked how many refugees Cambodia could take, this is how the minister responded.
I cannot say. It depends on Australia. But in any case, Cambodia will consider very seriously the request of Australia.
The details are thin, but a spokesman for the Prime Minister Hun Sen says the request was about a small number of refugees and that Australian experts would discuss the issue with a working group chaired by the Interior Minister. But the opposition says Cambodia is in no position to take in refugees and Australia shouldn't be asking. The leader of the opposition is Sam Rainsy.
Cambodia is one of the world's poorest countries. Actually, half of the country at least would like to seek asylum in other countries. So it would be very odd for a country such as Cambodia to welcome refugees.
Cambodia, though, is a signatory to the UN Refugee Convention. Does that put a different complexion to things? Does that make Cambodia more likely to meet those UN obligations?
Yes, we would love to. But under the current regime of Prime Minister Hun Sen, former Khmer Rouge, our refugee record is very bad. Actually, the Hun Sen government has sent refugees back to their first country, and I think that they may have been killed.
So if the Cambodian government agreed to take some refugees, how would the public react to that? Would it be a welcome policy?
In general terms, we are very hospitable. We would like to welcome everybody, but we are not sure that we could provide decent living conditions on a permanent basis because we hardly survive ourselves.
More than half of Cambodia's national budget is made up of international aid. In the past 3 years, Australia sent about $244 million of aid to Cambodia, and a further $85 million has been pledged this year. Virak Oh, the president of the Cambodian Centre for Human Rights, says Phnom Penh is only considering Australia's request because it wants the aid money. And he says instead of pressing Cambodian leaders to end their human rights abuses, Australia is actually enlisting them to aid Australia in shirking its own international obligations to refugees.
It's absurd because I think Australia is just trying to pass the ball. We do expect Australia to live up to its own obligations, but I think Australia is making a huge mistake.
That's Virak Oh, head of Cambodia's Centre for Human Rights, ending that report from Linda Lopresti.